local leaders to reduce crime here in Montgomery. We need to stand with Charlotte because she is the only candidate who has stood with us. When you go to the polls on June 11th, remember to vote for the Republican choice, the conservative choice, the only choice. Vote for Republican Charlotte Meadows for State House.
Spring is in full swing now, and Cat House Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cat House Marine is the place to go. At Cat House Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cat House Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cat House Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service.
Pick the speed you need and save big. No two businesses are exactly the same. That's why Wow Business offers different internet speed tiers to all types of businesses. We'll help you choose a solution that best suits your business needs and your budget. For a limited time, get our best price ever. Up to 1 gig of speed for $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com and find out how much you can save. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Today is June 5th, National Moonshine Day. If you're not a big drinker, you can still enjoy National Moonshine Day by rubbing shoe polish on your backside. Look at my moonshine!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's among the world leaders in Portsmouth, England, for a ceremony marking 75 years since the Allied D-Day invasion of France during World War II. He read from President Roosevelt's prayer broadcast on the radio.
By thy grace and by the righteous of our cause, our sons will triumph.
The president in a program produced by the BBC. There's some Republican resistance to the tariffs President Trump plans to impose on Mexican imports over illegal immigration.
Senator Rob Portman says the tariffs could hurt a renegotiated trade deal with Mexico.
Right on the cusp of a great success, the president's top legislative priority, I'm told. And I'm afraid it might derail it both here, but also in Mexico.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham supports the president, saying if tariffs are what it takes to stop the flow of migrants, he's all for them.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. This is Fox News.
Feelings. We all have them, and sometimes they get ruffled just a little bit. Greg Budell, what are people doing when they criticize your morning show?
They're walking on the right beside me.
Jay Scott, what do you tell coworkers who think they can do your job better than you can?
Take this job and shove it.
Emily Hayes, it's 9 a.m. You just got off the air. You've got a desk full of paperwork and 2 days' worth of emails to answer. What do you keep saying to yourself?
Help me make it through the night.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. I guess the only thing that bothers you is a lack of chicken. And Rich Thomas, what do you say to people who complain when you interrupt programming to give reports on impending bad weather?
I'm done with you people. I really am. This is pathetic. No, we're not going back to the show, folks. Our job here is to keep people safe, and that is what we're going to do. Some of you complain that this is all about my ego. Stop. Okay, just stop right now. It's not.
Hey, don't mess with Rich. And now stand by for 3 men.
Stop. Okay, just stop right now.
And a lady.
About to be an alarmist, but I went outside a while back, and there were raindrops.
Yep. Were they falling on your head?
Yeah. If I go down, they'll keep falling on my head, too.
Jay's here with 8 o'clock coffee. Yay!
All right, Emily's happy then. That means it's time for Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Did you know that used to be the AMP, that was their the name of their coffee? 8 o'clock coffee?
Really?
Yeah. Back in the day. back when we had dial telephones. Sun and cloud mix today. There's already some showers showing up in, and some raindrops are falling here in central Alabama. It becomes cloudy today with the high temperature. It could reach the low 90s. There could be enough sunshine, but that's starting to now be questionable. Scattered thunderstorms popping up, especially later on this afternoon and this evening. Tonight's low 73. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are a good bet with a high around 83. Then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, showers and thunderstorms. Locally, heavy downpours at times. Be flexible. Have a plan B. If you're going to the beach, take a book. There will be, I mean, it's just an awful, 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 awful beach forecast. Highs in the low to mid-80s. And then Monday, showers and thunderstorms are still around. Finally, improvement on Tuesday. Right now this morning, partly cloudy skies, some raindrops in the area. The temperature is 77 with 79% humidity now, 807.
Now at Nukes, the express market with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab-and-go proteins and house-made sauces. Pick up anytime or place order on the Nukes app for curbside delivery. You'll be the hero at your next dinner. Nukes, 7880 Vaughn Road.
We were talking just a few minutes ago about the old phones.
Yeah.
And there's a story here from YouGov.com. The last time you picked up a landline phone to talk to anybody. A ridiculous question 20 years ago. Now you have to think about it. So when was the last time you used a landline phone?
I do it for outgoing calls sometimes.
I do it here. I take my music calls on
Yeah, that's on a that. Business.
But we do have a phone at home that, you know, I call it just to hear it ring.
I've turned off the answering machine. There is no more.
Oh.
I'm not receiving any more, capturing any calls because they were all unwanted people.
Yeah, telemarketing stuff. Yeah. I think our machine holds 51 and it took 3 days to fill it and that's it.
Yikes. Yep.
We only have it just in case, you know, everything craps out, we can at least get a landline.
Yes, sir.
And that's the amazing thing about landlines. Man, after Hurricane Andrew in Florida, even that far back, while everything else was down, cell towers and everything else, the landlines still worked.
And I always used to tell people, keep a real phone in your house. By that, I mean one that doesn't take power.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like a cordless phone
like
or something.
One of the old princess phones.
Yeah.
Hey, those are quite the thing, you know. It's 9 minutes after 8 o'clock, so should we start the begging now for a True the Baloney contestant?
Oh, guess whose birthday it is? Kenny G's.
Oh, we should play his song today. In tribute.
Oh, yeah.
Can you play is there any way you could play a note from a Kenny G song?
What, do I look like Santa Claus? Like I carry that around in a sack?
Oh, God, thanks. Happy birthday, buddy.
All right, so here's the topic. Sophie Turner, who played Sansa on Game of Thrones, one of my favorite characters, and stars in the new X-Men movie Dark Phoenix. So it's about her.
Does anybody? I don't know her. Aren't we the only two people in the world that hasn't watched Game of Thrones, though?
As far as I know, well, Roz, too.
Game of Thrones, yeah.
Bailey.
So that's four people. Yeah, you know what? Sophie Turner, I don't think she's strong enough for this.
No. I don't
you
either.
You got another one?
Oh, we got a conundrum we can do. And
I got old conundrum, too. I got old, if you don't like those.
Today was a little weak.
I'll tell you what, let's hit up Balaki for a traffic update right here.
Here was the one from just recently.
Okay. Oh, that we had unanimity.
Unity!
Yes, we thrive on it. It is our
Unity
middle name.
Rachel.
All right, it is 10 minutes after
Unity Rachel.
Something that really only one in five drivers know how to do properly. Huh.
I've already forgotten the answer to this. Can you hold it up? Without the attitude?
Okay. Can you hold it without the attitude?
Whoa.
Man. Whoa. You're getting spit in your breakfast
tomorrow.
It may rhyme with spit.
Oh, that's great. Oh, that's great.
We flung the paper around like it was some big to-do for you to have to share the answer to the question.
In slow motion, all I did
now,
was this.
No, no. You did this wrist flick. You went...
He didn't make that face when he did that.
Yes, he did.
But that's a good question,
go to the tape.
I think. I think
go
it's
to
a good question.
You know, it's like having a second daughter, because Janelle's thing with me, you're yelling at me. Yelling?
Huh? Why are you using that tone with me?
Yeah, really?
I like to tell my dad, if you'll just let me finish a sentence.
You take a long time to finish sentences, though.
And you start a lot of them.
There isn't an English teacher on planet Earth who could diagram an Emily sentence, okay? That would take about, like, a poster-sized...
You know what? I'm keeping the nickel. You don't get a nickel now.
12 minutes. You know what? If I wanted to go get tested for LASIK in my car, I wouldn't need your nickel because it's free.
Oh, well, la-ti-da.
La-ti-da's right. God, I would love to be eligible for LASIK and have it work. Look at this. I cleaned these glasses. You guys saw me. I cleaned them at 6 already. I feel like I'm looking through the haze. Maybe I'm just dying and I'm starting to see the light.
Stop it.
Moving towards the light. But if you would like to have LASIK fix your vision, there's only one step you need to take, and it doesn't cost you a penny. And that is to call Montgomery Eye at 272-2020. Make an appointment to see the refractive surgery counselor. You can do it on a lunch break. It's that quick. And they'll determine whether or not LASIK is an option for you. Nobody's going to pressure you to make an immediate decision. But if you could, why wouldn't you? Especially if you want to spread the payments out. They have care credit for qualified customers. But most importantly, they have the most eminently qualified board-certified corneal specialist with Dr. Swanensha. Now, you can watch a video to learn more at getlasik.me. Getlasik.me, or make that appointment now. Don't put it off. Call 272-2020. 272-2020 for Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK, right across from Chappie's on Vaughan Road.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into the 8 o'clock portion of our rush hour, and we have a couple of things to concern you. We have an accident on the boulevard right next to I-85, so be careful if you're in that area. We also have an accident at the Birmingham Highway and the Old Selma Road. It looks like rain has begun to fall in the area. The streets have not been wet for a long time, so expect some slick spots and slow yourself down just a little bit and make sure your headlights are on this morning. The pickup trucks have invaded, and Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter is overloaded. The selection has never been better, and they have to go. Let Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter help you put one in your driveway. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Presenting two contemporary artists. One, the best saxophone player in the world, Kenny G.
Happy birthday.
That's what awaits you if you don't get engaged here.
Whoa.
On this conundrum.
It's 272-9228.
A study found that only 1 in 5 drivers know the correct way to do this.
Mm.
Obviously, it involves some part of the car.
Mm-hmm. Use a turn signal.
Yeah, you know what?
That number would be far smaller.
Just came to my mind.
I think that number would be far smaller, actually. 272-9228. 1 in 5 drivers actually knows the correct way to do this.
Yeah, I got behind somebody the other day. And
did you?
It was the whole yield on green. They weren't budging. They would not move.
Oh, you had a meltdown about that.
I did. It really...
Ooh, we got a text message about that. He was fired
really
up. Really frosted his pajamas.
But
if you
my gears.
Are about, if you make a turn in front of me and you did not put on your turn signal onto another street, boy.
The problem is, I'm very judicious about who I honk at and how I honk.
Yeah.
Like the other day, I could see the car in front of me. The driver was looking down. I don't know if they were checking their sexual equipment or what.
Uh-huh.
But you have 5 seconds when the light changes.
Right.
And then I'll give you a friendly little toot. And you better get your head out of your butt.
Right. Hey.
And go forward.
There's ways to honking. When they're distracted and they don't see the light changes, you do that little toot toot. But there's the anger. Lay on the horn.
And when it's one of those lights that you know is only green for a moment.
For a moment, yeah. And also, I know people like to shoot birds, but I just give people a thumbs up when they are rude to me in traffic.
I think one time here, somebody literally caused my heart to stop and my breath to evacuate because it was they were so close for something stupid they didn't. I gave them 30 seconds of horn. Mm. 30 seconds. I was so angry. Go ahead. Pull your gun out.
Make my day.
Look at this. We have a board full of people that want to take a whack at this one, starting with Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Or full of board people.
Hey.
So, hello, it's me. I'm Mike.
Hey, Mike. Good one, Mike. Good one, Mike.
What is this?
I'm going to take a stab at this. I'm going to say change a flat tire.
Changing a flat tire. Could that be it? No, no, but it's a very...
That's a really good answer.
It's a warm
one. It's a really, really good answer, but it's not the answer we need.
Yeah.
Okay. Enjoying the radio show with you guys. You have a good day. Be safe.
Thanks.
Thank you, here's Jim.
Hey, it's Jim.
It's Jim. How are you, buddy?
Good. Hey, I think it's a three-point turn.
One of our drivers knows how to make a three-point turn. Is not the
that
answer
it.
We need.
That is. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Good guess, and thanks for listening. Teresa.
Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to guess that it's parallel park.
You know, that's a great answer, and a lot of people can't do that.
One of our drivers knows the correct way to parallel park is not it, but that's a good guess.
Thank God for the new 360 camera in my car. It's like looking at your car from above. It's really cool. It's like
thanks. You guys
have
a great day.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, I was most nervous my first driver's test parallel parking that Plymouth Fury station wagon, which is currently serving in the Navy as a troop transport, and I executed it perfectly. I put it right into the space.
Yeah,
this big old car pulled out. The next thing on the driver's course is a stop sign. Just came to a complete stop. Made a right turn, and the back right tire went over the curb, and that was an automatic fail. You could... I don't know how I got back to the driver's station with my eyes filling with tears.
Ruh-roh, George.
Joe from Titus.
Hey. Hi.
How to properly install a child's car seat.
Okay.
That can
Those
be tricky.
Things are a
that
nightmare.
That can be tricky.
When you start having babies, you'll find
Excuse
out.
Excuse me, I have nephews. It doesn't have to be if or when I decide to have children. I have nephews. You don't have to listen to me on the phone, but I'm going to say it anyway. Those things are a freaking nightmare because
yeah. Nephews?
The car seats. The car seats. It took my brother-in-law forever to get Asher's car seat out of their truck and into Betty White.
Yeah, right.
Because there's so many. You got to hook it here. You got to hook it there. You got to anchor it there. And then I just think about when I was a kid and I was back there with just.
Oh, we didn't have car seats. We didn't
like,
have
we
car
just had
seats.
To be, we just had to be buckled.
Let's talk to Amanda next. What is this function that only one in five. You know, our first caller was closest.
Oh, yeah.
Only one in five drivers knows how to do.
I know I always have an issue with this. It never works like I want it to. So, is it using the defrost properly?
Mm. Poor child, I feel your pain.
Using the defrost probably is not the answer we need, but it's a good guess.
Then trying to remember the next time how you
did
it.
Which way you did it? Right. Does it right. Oh.
Yeah.
It's horrible. It's terrible. Have a good day, guys.
Take care. Thanks. But the winning answer does have something to do with...
Our first caller said changing the tire, which was not correct. However, he was the closest.
Yeah.
That was the wheelhouse.
And what's at stake? Well, here's Emily Hayes to tell you.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily. This is the time of the show where if Jay's not busy, he helps me tell you about how great the Seafood Bistro is, but he is...
off the phone!
He's off the phone.
I'm back on it again.
And he's back on again. He works up quite an appetite screening these phone calls, so when lunchtime rolls around, if he can't get to 1651 Perry Hill Road in person, he utilizes the delivery apps to have the Seafood Bistro brought to him. You can do the same thing. Check out the menu online, theseafoodbistro.com. Yes, you have to have the in there. Follow them on Facebook so you can stay up to date with the specials like the shrimp tacos and the fried green tomatoes that are out of this world. And as always, we encourage you to go meet Paul, Jessica, and the fine staff in person. The Seafood Bistro, located at 1651 Perry Hill Road, right here in Montgomery.
All right, that gave us a chance to find a few more participants in this conundrum. And Jeff, you're next. What is this function about a car that only one out of five drivers knows how to do?
How about changing the oil?
Okay.
Changing the oil.
That's a good one.
Good guess.
Is that it?
Not it, but we appreciate the call. 272-9228 is
Heck, I don't even do that.
The first caller was the closest.
People for that.
Yeah, how to change a tire. Yeah. Eric.
New stock.
Hola.
Hola.
First,
hey.
Whatever your last name.
I was thinking like check the fluids.
That's a good one. That's not it, but it's a good one.
It's a good one.
Well,
appreciate it.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. It has something to do with stuff you should do from time to time, you know, or your need to do. So let's see if we get an answer here
from Jimmy G.
Hey,
no relation to Kenny.
I would say check the air in the tires or put air in the tires.
Our panel of judges has consulted, and guess what? Checking the air in the tires, how to properly do that.
You know, with that little thing that you put in the, and it, and the gauge comes sticking out. And
but that's the thing. You can't, that's run by air. So you put the intake piece over the little stubby thing that sticks out of the tire.
Sure.
Over
the
air valve.
And then air flows
valve.
In.
Air valve,
is that
right.
What that is?
The valve. Yeah.
The valve.
Air valve.
And air flows in, and then out pops the surprise thing with the numbers on it.
The surprise thing.
And that tells you. But do you trust it?
It's like taking a tire's temperature.
Well,
I think if you go to five different gas stations, and now they charge you for it.
I know. They charge you for air.
There's one just down from my house
that
I've
used
before.
They charge you for
air. Gomer Pyle doesn't, by the way. I saw that on Andy Griffith yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, we're charged for gas, not for oil and water.
But we've got those fancy cars now that tell us how much air.
Yeah,
is
they
in
give
the
you
tire.
The exclamation point.
I'm Gomer Pyle. I have a mental disease that won't be diagnosed until the 80s.
Shazam!
We love you, Gomer. We're just kidding. Dang. You have won a $10 Steve Bistro gift card.
Here
hey, you want to offer him the baseball tickets?
Sure.
You want baseball tickets, too? You want to go to the baseball game?
That'd be fine, too.
All right, hang on. Jay's going
to hang on. Uncle
that'd
Jay will
fine.
Talk to you.
Now, we don't want Karen to think she's being ignored.
Hi, Karen. You there? Did you go away?
I'm here.
Hi,
oh,
how
by
are
the
you?
Way, Colonel Joe Panza said it's called a valve stem.
Yes.
There you go.
And not the thingy protruding from the tire.
Yeah. I had the wrong answer anyway, but I just wanted to tell you, Emily, that Greg and probably Rich and I are old enough to remember when there weren't even seat belts in cars.
Oh, yeah. Well, I do remember that. And then there were seat belts, but not harnesses. There certainly wasn't harnesses. They were
right, actual... and the back seat didn't have them.
Exactly. Absolutely
we're
right.
We're just older.
Thank you.
And we survived.
Yeah, we did.
Well, I mean, I think about that, too. There's a picture of me, my big brother, and big sister in the back seat of my mom's, like, 88 Corolla.
Mm-hmm.
We're 3, 6, and 9 years old, and we're all just buckled in with lap belts, you know.
Yeah.
Right. But anyway, you guys have a great day.
Well, thank you.
The show.
I appreciate you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
It's nice to be enjoyed. You know what's fun? Okay,
what's fun?
Thank you very much.
That was Colonel Joe. Ha ha. All right, let's get your local news. We got a look at the roads coming. I'm going down and see if any more rain's fallen since I was last downstairs. Buddy Maroon nominees coming up.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Former House Speaker Mike Hubbard is asking the Alabama Supreme Court to overturn his conviction on ethics charges. The court heard oral arguments in the case on Tuesday. No word on when the court will make its ruling. Montgomery police say a fight between roommates led to two men being stabbed. This happened in the 2100 block of East 4th Street Monday night. Both men were injured and taken to a nearby hospital for treatment. No word yet on if they'll face any charges. And some Prattville residents are upset about the possibility of an apartment complex being built at the intersection of Old Farm Lane and Vista Point Boulevard. The city council held a public hearing on the issue last night. A vote on the issue was postponed till July 2nd. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the 8 o'clock hour, and good news, the traffic has returned back to a normal traffic flow. We don't have any big problems for you. Traffic on the boulevard's kind of busy, but it's only slowing down at the intersections. We don't see any issues on the interstates. I-65 and I-85 have the traffic rolling at a speed limit right, and there are no problems on the 31s. The rain has begun to fall, so be really careful. Streets may be slick in areas. Make sure your headlights are on and watch the traffic around you. Invisible Fence has indoor and outdoor systems to keep your pet both in the yard and away from certain areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Mr. Sandman. Okay, Memorial Day is gone, but I have an exciting new sale that will run till June 10th. It's the after Memorial Day sale at Mr. Sandman Mattress. With tremendous discounts on this area's largest selection of quality mattresses and beds, great pillows, and the lowest true cost on adjustable bases. All Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Southern, and Scandinavian mattresses are on sale. Not just a few special purchases or limited editions. No interest financing is available with approved credit. We have mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. This is Mr. Sandman's biggest sale since our Memorial Day sale. We have just added Diamond Bed in the Box mattresses to our lineup. Made in America, fabulous quality and comfort, and can ship in the U.S. at no cost. Before ordering online, you need to try these amazing mattresses in Montgomery on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and in Millbrook on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General. Go to this area's favorite store for 18 years, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Your son's birthday is right around the corner, but where is the cake? Don't worry, Walmart's got you covered. With Walmart's new limited edition styrofoam cake, your guests will never forget the soft, decadent squeak as they slide their cake knife into a classic Walmart styrofoam cake.
Father's Day is just around the corner. Have a dad? I know I do. Introducing the Walmart Father's Day Cake. It's a cake made out of baseballs. batter up. Just kidding. There's no batter. It's just 100% baseballs. And with June being Pride Month, we've got a cake made entirely out of glitter. It goes straight to your Buttigieg. Spring is in the air. Try our new Walmart pollen cake. It's made out of 100%... New baby in the family? Well, we've got cakes made of poopy diapers. That's right. It's a poopy diaper cake. Get your next limited edition Walmart cake today.
Of course, that was based on one of our Morning Maroon nominees yesterday when a Walmart spoiled somebody's birthday by preparing and having them pick up a birthday cake that was frosted styrofoam. I thought they at least deserved the nomination for that. They didn't win. I forget who did. Actually, I hate it when, I think part of the problem we have now is that there's a great reluctance to let things be. In other words, here we are in our history, and we should feel good about some of the things that have changed. From attitudes towards women, and there's a lot of stuff to feel good about. What I hate is when we take our standards of today and then try and convict people for not having those standards in their time. Kate Smith, the most recent example.
That's a good example, the Kate Smith.
That made me sick. That's the way it was in 1938.
Right.
And, the only karmatic ending I can foresee to any of this is that some of the people who are doing this judging now are going to be held in the same way 50 years from now. Because, you know, things are going to be different then.
Something that's accepted now that won't be accepted then.
So I have in front of me a story about 20 characters who should have been reported for harassment.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when I got accused of that here?
I was about to say, when you got deported for harassment. No, I don't know when you got deported.
That's why I got deported from Florida. I had to come here. I had no choice.
Go back to Bohemia.
And I don't know a lot of these. Moaning Myrtle from Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
No, I'm not a Harry Potter guy.
I know nothing. I know nothing. I know nothing.
I don't know nothing either about Moaning Myrtle. Look, if a woman's going to... What? You're giving me that corrective face, that stop there before you go too far.
That be very careful in how you choose your words.
Let me just say this.
About that.
Yeah, that's right. I think I will defer action on that until another time, like 3 p.m.
Thank you.
Jim from The Office.
Uh-huh.
Watched enough of The Office to know some of his courtship with Pam is one of the great treasured love stories of modern times,
it's
but he
so
really kicked
sweet.
Into gear at the end of season 2 when he professed his love for her. That's harassment. She was engaged and tried to refuse him, but he followed her into a dark room, put an arm around her waist and kissed her, and she still told him no. So,
okay. You know, she was engaged for like 5 years, because I believe his name was Roy, wouldn't set the date. And she was not happy about that or whatever. And she flirted with Jim as well. I think they both knew that they liked each other.
There's some pretty good characters in that show.
I didn't watch The Office.
All right, the cast of Friends. For 5 seasons, they spied an ugly, naked city in the apartment building across the street and joked about what he did, the privacy of his
ugly, life. Naked guy.
Oh, yeah. Ugly, naked guy, naked city. Pardon me, that was a mental lapse. Throwback to
bless you. Something to sneeze at.
A TV show and a movie by the same name.
Are you ready?
Bender in The Breakfast Club mercilessly teased Claire, joking about getting her pregnant, offering to show her a picture of a man with a certain condition. We'll skip that one. Sylvester Stallone and Rocky were worried about harassment with Rocky. At the very beginning of his courtship with Adrian, he brings her to his apartment. When she wants to leave, he physically stops her from leaving through the door.
God, I haven't actually seen Rocky in a long time.
Yeah. Once was enough for me.
I think so. I never watched another one, the follow-ups.
None of them.
None of them.
Edward in Twilight. You might know about this.
No, I don't.
Okay, never mind. How about McDreamy?
I don't watch sparkly vampires.
How about Mark? How about McDreamy on Grey's Anatomy?
Anybody know that character?
Never really watched.
I know people swear by it, but I've never watched one episode.
How about Smithers on The Simpsons?
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, I know that character.
As JFK would say, he spent decades making inappropriate comments and unwanted advances towards his boss, Mr. Burns.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Burns.
Oh, yeah. He did. Yeah, sure.
Well, that was a good effort.
The Morning Maroons are better, I promise. And I'm just trying to, you know, go through the last few things. A pizza chain is experimenting with a pizza with four different crusts.
What?
Why are they always doing this? Remember, we did the story on the show, and it was about a week or two later, they actually had them available here, where they were putting little hot dogs in the crust.
No.
Remember those?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then they've done cheese. They've done cheese in the crust.
Those aren't bad. That wasn't too bad. I don't know if they still do those. I think it was Pizza Hut that did that.
Just make a good pizza.
Little Cesar's is testing the new Quattro crust, where all four quarters of the pizza have a different kind of crust. There's one covered in cheese, one in bacon, one in jalapenos, and one in spices.
My friend Kim calls it Little Sleezers. It makes me laugh.
Jalapenos.
Makes me laugh real hard.
Make it. All right, Morning Maroon nominees coming up in just a couple of minutes.
All right.
All righty then. We'll have a final look at the roads in just a moment. First,
the Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Somebody, some of you already commenting this morning on Facebook about the rain that's falling at your house. And I see that rain on radar, and that's just the beginning. Dear Diary, that is the beginning of a rainy period of time. Today, it's just going to be spotty around, and maybe a better chance of some more substantial thunderstorms later on this afternoon and this evening. But then tomorrow, of course, the rain chances ramp up. Today's going to be a warm day. You know, I had a at 92, 93, but I think with the cloudiness, we may have to scale that back. Tonight's low 73. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are a good bet from time to time, and the rain chances certainly skyrocket with a high tomorrow 83, and no longer are we in the 90s for the next few days. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, showers and thunderstorms with locally heavy downpours and some tropical rainfall amounts. It's just really significant. And take a look at my morning video this morning. You will not believe the some of the maps that talk about rainfall potential. High temperatures in the low to mid-80s over the weekend. And then Monday, we're not done with it. It's still a very good chance of showers and thunderstorms likely on Monday. Then I think by Tuesday, we're finally easing out of it as the storms move generally towards the Carolinas by then. Right now this morning, 79% relative humidity. Some of you have some light raindrops this morning. Otherwise, it's partly to mostly cloudy and 77 at 8:39.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Dallasy, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You know, one reason I know how to check the pressure of my tires, there's a button on my car that tells me.
That's right.
Which is kind of neat. And I have to go from what a
tire gauge,
valve stem. Yeah. I don't have to look
from
at
the little pointy stubby thing that comes out of the tire.
Well, I was also, you got to remember now, I was doing a very delicate metaphor with that. And some got it, and some didn't. Just saying. But to trust, you know, rather than guess or wait or trust even your gauges in the car, you should make it a point to partner up with somebody. It's the best thing when you have a car to know who to take it to when it needs service, whether it's just the basics, the oil change, maybe it's running a little sluggishly, maybe the car is yawing in a certain direction. When you take your foot off the gas pedal, it'll pull left or right. Don't wait on situations like that. A, that wears your tires out in a bad way. B, it could be indicative of a more significant problem, one that could be much more expensive to fix. So just get your car to Don Duncan. Yeah, it's a step you got to add to your day that you didn't count on, but they'll get you back to your office and they'll get you back with your car. So at least you don't have to worry about that part of the conundrum. Certified technicians address each and every situation, whether it's something basic like an oil change or a tire rotation. And, of course, if there's something a little more sophisticated that needs to be done, they can take care of that, too. AC needs to be recharged, whatever. They got you covered. And when you need tires, they get wholesale pricing on all major name brands because Don Duncan worked very hard to build up those direct relationships with the manufacturers. Don Duncan in twice a day Millbrook on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's. Don Duncan on Bell Road just north of Vaughan. And, of course, you work for the government downtown. They couldn't be any more convenient than where they're at right now at 408 Madison. For Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto.
Montgomery Skywatch with a final look at your traffic on this Wednesday morning, and everything looks pretty good out on the roadways with one exception. We have an accident at Zelda Road and Vaughan Road, so be careful in that area. The boulevard's back to a normal traffic flow with slowdowns around the intersections. The interstates look great this morning. There are no problems on I-65 or I-85. Travel safe, look out for the rain today, and we will check in with you this afternoon. It's vacation time. Create your memories in a new Toyota from Reinhardt Toyota. The road is calling. Get ready and make it happen. Reinhardt Toyota, now open till 8 p.m. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Former House Speaker Mike Hubbard is asking the Alabama Supreme Court to overturn his conviction on ethics charges. The court heard oral arguments in the case Tuesday. No word on when the court will make its ruling. Some Prattville residents are upset about the possibility of an apartment complex being built at the intersection of Old Farm Lane and Vista Point Boulevard. The city council held a public hearing on the issue last night. A vote on the issue was postponed until July 2nd. And Montgomery police say a fight between roommates led to two men being stabbed. This happened in the 2100 block of East 4th Street Monday night. Both men were injured and taken to a nearby hospital for treatment. No word yet on if they'll face any charges. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Sinclair's East. Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy, you know, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad. Got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, fresh fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad. So I see people come in at night and the whole table will have a salad. But at lunchtime, obviously, I see a lot of people come in and the whole table will have a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's Fine Dining. Sinclair's East. Vaughn at Taylor.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000 right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control, and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I feel run down and unmotivated. What can I do to help myself?
Let me ask you this first. In the season 3 finale of Breaking Bad, who...
Gale!
Just as I feared, maybe you should try to stop binge-watching.
But it makes me feel so good.
If you stop binge-watching, you'll get up off the couch and start to live life.
But then how will the impression of my butt stay in the couch cushion if I'm not watching TV 14 hours a day?
It doesn't have to.
I hadn't considered that.
When you stop binge-watching, you'll be able to try something new, something called physical activity.
But then who will hit yes when Netflix asks if I'm still watching?
It'll just stop playing.
Wow.
Never again see your pathetic binge-watching reflection in the TV.
I'm gonna try to stop binge-watching today.
Way to go.
Oh, wait, forget it. Stranger Things Season 3 comes out soon.
True.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, with your hourly reminder to go to newstalk931.com and click on the Marguerites banner so you can get registered to win a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond courtesy of News Talk and Marguerites.
I love carrots.
It's appraised at $10,000, and all week long we'll be collecting those names over on our News Talk website, and then next week we'll be calling those names out loud over the air, and then you'll have X amount of time to get back in touch with us, and you could qualify to win that 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 from News Talk and Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And you're still fiddling with your cord.
That's a valve stem.
I'm gonna... Well, it looks like somebody's trying to call us.
Why would they do that?
I don't know.
There's a knock on the phone. Maybe it's Kenny G.
Come and knock on our door.
His birthday.
Maybe they're calling to find out, are you guys getting together at bomb hours tonight? Yeah, of course we are. Yeah.
Hey, I was going to offer up something for the group. Since you have bomb hours tonight, yes. That makes for an unusually long day for you.
Yeah, where's this going?
Would you like me to handle breakfast in the morning? I will make sausage balls.
Sure.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Oh, Rich does not look pleased.
No, I mean, and what? Sausage balls and what?
I will just make sausage balls.
Okay. It's fine.
Ooh, sausage. I heard sausage balls.
Yeah. I was offering Greg that
a
I would make
off
a breakfast. Morning off from breakfast, that I would do that tomorrow.
God, I love sausage balls.
But it's all up to him.
How would you like some scrambled eggs with those sausage balls?
Scrambled eggs and sausage balls?
Yeah.
That goes well. Totally good for that.
That works.
I could make some toast. I mean, you know, if you want a combo, I could do that. That's not too
expensive. You're not good with this idea? I can't tell what your face is saying right now.
I'm trying to read it, too.
Yeah.
Did we mess up?
That tone of face,
I can't read it, and it's not a happy end.
Did we mess it this up?
We don't have time to worry about it
anyway.
Let's
just have scrambled eggs tomorrow.
Well, we got to have something with them.
Oh, no.
Why can't you do sausage balls and he do scrambled eggs?
The whole point is to give him a break, but he won't take the break.
I see what you're...
So then you'd rather just not do it at all?
What?
So you'd rather do the scrambled eggs and sausage balls? I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh, every day with you guys,
every day with you guys is sweeter than the day before.
Classics 4, baby.
Dennis Harrison, Classics 4, at 10 minutes till 9.
Can we dance with your dates? Let's get it for Secretary of State Jean Carey.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right. Each and every day, we present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. I mentioned these earlier because we have a couple from Florida, but we're going to begin with New Hampshire, where
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Two college students in New Hampshire.
If we have to ever have to pay some sort of fee for that.
Now, I understand that everybody's got trying to do what they can to keep student debt to a minimum.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
but trying to pay for your tuition with stolen credit cards is not
no,
a good
that's
way.
Not, in fact, you should have learned in school.
Yeah, they were both rejected from the school they were applying to. Now, this one, it's going to be hard to find somebody dumber than this guy. Guess what state?
Duh.
That's right.
Massachusetts.
Two thieves in Florida were arrested trying to rob an ATM by using a blowtorch.
Yeah.
That's not drawing only, a lot of attention to yourself.
Not only did the blowtorch set off a signal that the ATM was being tampered with.
Mm-hmm. There's a camera on there.
But with the blowtorch, they welded it totally shut, so even if they have gotten the
what
thing
What idiots!
Out, you know, they wouldn't have gotten anything
Look,
for it.
If you mess with an ATM, there's cameras everywhere, folks.
And a 37-year-old guy named Peter Wagman from Pinellas Park.
In Florida.
Which is not far from Tampa.
Yeah, Tampa Bay.
He's been arrested with his 41-year-old girlfriend for 11 years. Then Saturday night, they got into an argument. She eventually went to sleep, but she woke up at 4:45 in the morning to find Peter standing over her, pouring ketchup on her in bed.
It's slow good.
And he's... She was not singing Anticipation while he was doing that. And when he saw her awaken to the feeling of cold ketchup on her body, he yelled, "That's what you get, B-word." He was arrested for misdemeanor domestic battery. This isn't the first time cops have been to their place. They've both been arrested for battery on each other before. Charges in the previous cases were dropped. However, officers say enough is enough. So,
yeah.
Dumbest of the... I got to give it to the blowtorch.
Yeah, it's got to be ATM over the condiment boy.
Masterminds. Real masterminds, you know?
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
It is 8:53. Something, you know, that can happen to anybody.
Anybody.
But something that Adams Drugs can help you with. I, at one point, had... like three or four prescriptions that were refillable at different points in the month. So I talked to Lamar, my pharmacist at the Adams Drugs on Vaughan Road, east of Taylor. Mm-hmm. I said, is there a way that we can coordinate this so I can get it all on like the first of the month? He said, sure. So that's what they set up to do. Now, I don't have to remember what I need. I just need to go there on the first of every month and it'll be ready for me in advance. Just one of the many little ways that Adams Drugs tries to provide you top-notch service. It's a local company. And, you know, remember the old Avis thing, we try harder?
Right.
Mm-hmm. That may sound cliche, but you know what they do at Adams Drugs? They seek to build relationships with each and every person. The News Talk listener, better than anybody, understands the importance of supporting a business that deserves at least one chance to win your heart and your ongoing, helping with your ongoing medical needs. Over the counter, they carry everything you need. They have beautiful gift shops, but most of all, they get beautiful people. They are just so good when it comes to customer service, being available to answer your questions and so forth, because when it comes to your health, there's no such thing as a dumb question. Go to adamsdrugs.net to find the one nearest you. I am now celebrating 6 years as an Adams Drugs customer, and it was a great move for me.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com. Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hens Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
what if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, if you had a personal recruiter, that's what they'd do. But now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It hustles for you to find jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of employers who may be looking for someone just like you. If a company likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. And if you are interested, you can apply. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. And based on a third-party survey, 7 out of 10 people who found a new job on ZipRecruiter increased their salaries. So download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
It's always good to prepare the future, but apparently some of our high-tech billionaires are looking for ways to live forever, including transfusing their blood from younger people. This
good evening. So I hear you are a billionaire looking for immortality through transfusion of young blood, yes? Well, we have just the thing to make your life frighteningly eternal. For just a low, low cost of $40 million and animal sacrifice, we can transfer young blood into your old body. And that's not all. If you call within next 100 years, you get to hand-select youth you want blood from.
Wow!
You want latest fashion? We suck blood out of trendy hipster and deposit directly to you. You want to be better at Instagram? We got that. You want to have so much energy, you bouncing off walls? We have Miley Cyrus right now in crib. Just call 1-800-I-SOCK. It's so easy, even a bat could do it. But just a reminder, we are only open between hours of midnight to 4 a.m. Side effects can include constipation, dizziness, drowsiness, sudden fear of crucifix, becoming dust in sun, and restless leg syndrome.
August 15th is the date. You can put it in the timeline in the morning. That's when Discount Dracula returns.
Oh, gosh.
Wait, when? August?
August 15th. Yeah, we give him a real head start.
Goodness.
Maybe August 30th. It's not that big of a deal. Now, these billionaires, especially the ones like Elon Musk and others who have, they want to live forever now. So they're using their money to try and find ways to do that.
And then who was it that was frozen?
Frozen caveman lawyer?
No. Boston.
I don't understand. Boston your icon.
Ted Williams. Ted Williams was frozen.
Well, they only froze his head.
Caveman.
Oh, they only froze his head.
And that was kind of gross. And I hated to hear that about a guy who, you know, whose baseball card should be not only one of the greatest of all time, but a guy who was a legitimate American hero, having served in two wars in fighter jet age.
Always